Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
Billion human lives ended on August 29, 1997. The survivors of the nuclear fire called the war.
Oh, some log.
Beginning was pure lake covered with bulrushes. And when Gobrogfran had killed Netherbob and formed Man-Man from the dung and blood, he then made Woman-Woman out of rattlesnakes and tarantulas. And they came together and made Man-Woman and Man-Man. And that is why there are four sexes today. Man-Man, Woman-Woman, Man-Woman, and Woman-Man.
The story Superman, courageous visitor from the destroyed planet Krypton, fight the battle of truth and justice on Earth, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Kent, he and young Nancy Bardet, owner of Happy Land Amusement Park, were waiting at the park for a telephone call from Lois Lane. If you remember, Midway Martin, owner of a rival amusement park, Carnival Town, had made a number of attempts to put Happy Land out of business. Failing at that, tricked Nancy Bardet into selling it to him for one-tenth its value. Courageously, Lois Lane followed Martin in her car to retrieve the bill of sale Nancy Bardet signed. As our story continues today, telephone call from Lois has come through. But before she can tell Kent where she is, a muffled cry comes over the wire and the line goes dead. Frantically, Kent tries to raise the operator. Listen.
Operator. Hello, operator.
Your pardon, disconnected, sir.
I know, operator, but where did that call originate? Where did it come from?
One moment, ma'am. What happened, Mr. Kent?
Something went wrong. Lois was just about to tell me where she was when she was stopped from talking some way and the line went dead.
Oh, I have the information you requested, sir. That call came from the Colonial Hotel in Parkville.
The Colonial Hotel in Parkville. Thank you very much.
Parkville's about 50 miles upstate.
Yes, I know where it is. Goodbye. Don't worry.
It's dark enough here to make the change.
There, that does it. Now, off to Parkville and the Colonial Hotel as fast as I can make it. I must be getting pretty close to Parkville. I've been following that road all the way up. There's only one thing that worries me. Martin may have skipped and taken Lois with him. If he did, I may have trouble locating him. Faster, faster! A couple of cars down on the road. Say, one of them's traveling fast. Too fast for a narrow road like that. Look at him skid around that curve. He's mad or drunk. Great Scott, what's he trying to do? Catch the car ahead of him? A fool. He'll either crash into it or go over that cliff. I'd better hang around in case anything happens. Down! Down!
We've got her, Kelly. She can't get away now.
She won't pull over. She's hugging the middle of the road.
I'll get her over.
Look out! Look out! You'll crash!
Hey, listen. Who's running the car?
I tell you, she won't get over, Midway.
All right, then we'll force her over. Hold on.
Midway! Hey, room!
I'll make room.
Don't! She'll kill us! Look out! She's gone over! Over the cliff!
Turning in over end. I've got to catch it before it crashes. Down!
Great Scott, someone fell out of the front seat. Can't bother about the car now. Got safe, whoever it is. Down! Faster!
Now, another few feet. There, I can reach out. Just in time, too. There! I've got her! There! Now to land and see what's what.
There we are. Great, Captain. Low Lois Lane. That means the car chasing her was it. Waymart, evidently they wanted something. That means they'll be back. Yes, there's the car parked on the road. It's Martin's car, all right.
I'll just hide behind this big rock and wait for them to come down to get what they're after. They'll get all right. They'll get plenty.
Here, is that a kid? She's alive, Midway. Who cares? All I want is that fellow sale. Yeah, but it's murder. You forced her off the road. Shut up, you fools. Who's to know it except you and me? I know it, Martin. Who's that? You can't see me, but I can see you. I watched you kill that girl by forcing her car over the cliff. You'll hang for it, Martin, and you too, Kelly. No, no, run with me. Running won't help you. Here I come. He's got me. I told you running away would help. Here, try this. Oh, no. And this for you, Martin. Stop. Now, give your boat something to remember me by. No, no. Now for the finishing touches. This is yours, Martin. Stop. And now you, Ellie. How cold, both of them. I'll dump them into that car, come back for Lois, get into the police before they come to. Hop! Hop! Get away!
Still has been a mystery to me how I escaped being killed instantly. The last thing I remember, my car was going over the cliff. I wouldn't think about it, Lois.
Well, Miss Barnett, right, Lois. You were lucky, that's all.
And I was lucky you had to come along that road when you did, Mr. Kent, or Martin would have gotten that Phyllis Dale out of the wrecked car.
Well, he's safe now. Safe behind bars. And incidentally, Lois, haven't we a story to write about the Happyland Amusement Park?
And what a story. Well, come on. Goodbye, Nancy. See you soon. Goodbye, Lois. Goodbye, Mr. Kent. And thank you, Millie.
Oh, forget it. Lots of luck with Happyland.
So, once again, Superman, with his strange, unbelievable powers, brings happiness where there was only sorrow.
Okay. Dio. Ronnie James Dio. Det är så här ni är van att höra honom. Hårdrock. Och jag tyckte det kunde vara lite festligt att spela den här låten som också är Dio.
A Yeti could bring on such terror.
There must be something we can do about those monsters.
You know, I'm for going on a Yeti hunt.
No, it would only further arouse the Yeti.
You lie with the Yeti.
There are enough Yeti outfits and supplies here to equip a small army.
The terrible snow creatures have come out of the high snows.
It is the cry of the Yeti! The Yeti!